Rav Amar, Rav says, the Kulu Yam, everybody agrees, he holds, even Rav Yehuda would agree, that Tzad Echa Beribus is also. The Rashi explains, the mean to say, Ki Hai Gav, like in this case, also, Hoyle Mi Kore Beteris Halvor, also Li Yodai. Like in this case, it was that Reuven first borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And then Reuven gave his field to Shimon, Beteris Hamashkem, Beteris Hamecha, to say, that if I don't pay you back within 3 years, you can keep it. But it started out here to be through a loan that first Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So in this case, Rav holds that both even Rav Yehuda would agree that Sadech Abrim is Takitzosa, that it's also to give the field in this type of a case, and the Lekher can eat the Peris. Because since it was a loan, it's possible that you may pay the money back later, and then the Peris, Lekher, in between was like Ribis. So if so, what's the Machlekes over here? What did Rav Yehuda say? What was the Maitza that it's Mutter? What does Rav Yehuda say that it's Mutter? I say, Rav learns, V'hocha B'ribis Amonas L'Hachzerik B'nayu, that if Adam Lekech makes up and says that on the tzad that you'll pay me back the money later, and I have to give you back the field, Enochanami, I'll also pay you back for the Peris that I had in between. That's the question, is the lad eat Ribis now on a suffix that on the tzad it comes out to be Ribis later, he says we'll pay you back, so is that Mutter or not? Ikebenayu. Masav Rosachom, say even that is also. The Maisav Lekech is eating Ribis, that's also. Well, Masav, on this, if you don't know Mutter, that since on the tzad it'll come out to be Ribis later, the Lekech agrees to pay back the money. So if it's not considered like it's doing an Issa, so here's the Machlekes. But in a case like this, where it's real Halvor, Rav holds, even Rav Yehuda would agree that Tzadech Ribis is also. If you don't pay it back, Avad, you would be doing an Issa. So it says in the Mishnah, Nesa Moich, let's say the Moich dies within the first year, so you go Benoi, his son, that Yashin's him as a right to redeem the field back. The more sheets, like, why not? He's the Yerush. So as a matter of time, I would have thought to say, the Pesuk says, V'yishki yimkar deis moishav, a person that sold his house, Omer Rachmanam. For I love Mecher, he's not the Meichel, he's not the one that sold it. Maybe only the one that sold it could redeem it back. But maybe the son not. The more says, K'mashmala no, the Pesuk says, for oisu gulosoi, mashma mikom akam. Rashi says, mashma, Mikomaka Mashma, the Yim Kemish sort of said, Yigolenu, Atoim Shanas Mimkaroi, Midishon of the Ruler, because of a hoist of Gulosoi, Mashma Filuay Deyacher, even through someone else, even through your son also, could redeem back the field as long as it's during that first year. Then the Mishnah said, what's going to be Mesa Lakech? Let's say Lakech dies. There's also Yigol Miyad Benoi, this, you have a right to be paid to it, to redeem it back from the son. Again, Pshita, why not? You're the original Meicher, you could redeem it back. So again, Mazatem, I would have thought to say, the Pesach says, L'koin o'isei amarachmana. You could only buy it back from the one that bought it. For ho loikana, and the son did not buy it, only the father bought it. Yes, kamash malano. Again, the Pesach says, v'oisei gulosei mikoma kamash anyway. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, ein moinin loishone ele misho shemoch at the time when you sold it. So he said, Rashi learned, the case was again that Reuven sold his field to Shimon, and then a month later, Shimon sold it to Levi. So Reuven loses his rights to buy it back after the first year from the time that he first sold it to Shimon, and not from the month later when Shimon sold it to Levi. So Tzad Rabbanan learned like this. Shana, Pasuk says Shana, could buy it back within a year. Any day, I'm not sure, in Shana L'Rishon, the gold boss of the first one you sold it to, when in Nisan, when Reuven sold it to Shimon, im shana l'sheni, or the go boss the ear, when Shimon sold it to Levi, when the person says, ad malois loy shana t'mimo, hevi shana l'rishon. It means what? Malois loy means when it finished your year. It means the time when Reuven sold it, if Reuven sold it at Nisan, so his year is up next Nisan. Even though later Shimon sold it to Levi, but we go bust the first sale when Reuven sold it. So now when it comes next Nisan, the field tackle is by Levi. So the question is, Lemi Cholet, to who do we say the field remains now? Who does it become like a Steyachuza? Who keeps it? The first one or the second one? So Rav Lezer Raimel Rishon Cholet, it remains now by the first one. We need to say that Shimon still has another month to buy it back yet from Levi, because it's cholit as if now if it belongs to Shimon. Rabbi Yechonon Amano l'sheni cholit. It goes to the second one where it is right now, and therefore Shimon cannot redeem it back from Levi, but rather it stays by Levi, the one that has it right now. So Bishlam the Reb Lezer, it's good. The Didei Kominyonin. We go according to him, we keep the Cheshbon of his. Meaning to say that when Reuven sold it to Shimon, so when a year's up, Reuven can't get it back anymore. So Mela, when Shimon bought it, like Shimon has it, now Shimon sold it to Levi. So true, Shimon has a year from the time he sold it to Levi to buy it back. But about the Svaris, it should go to Shimon. Elul Rabbi Yechon, in my time, what's from Rabbi Yechon, says, no, Shimon doesn't have it, but it stays by Levi. Rabbi Mamo, the Svaris like this, that my Machol Arishon Sheni, when Shimon sold his field to Levi, what did Shimon sell to Levi? My Machol Arishon Sheni, calls the Chush HaTobel Yodoy, any Chush that he has in his hand. So therefore, when Shimon sold his field to Levi, Shimon sold my Machol Arishon Sheni, calls Chush HaTobel Yodoy, Liyodoy, any Chush that will come to him. So when Shimon sold it to Levi, gave away all his Chush to Levi. So even though when Reuven's year is up, really, it should go to Shimon, but Shimon already sold it to Levi, therefore the field now remains by Levi. Omer Rababa Bamamol, Mocha Shnei Batei Ori Chayma, person sell two houses in a city that has a chayma around it. It was like this, Echad V'chemisha Sabiyad Rishon, one house Reuven sold on the 15th day of Adar Rishon, the Echad B'Yad Sheni, in the second house he sold, 15 days later, the first day of Adishani. So now the locker is, you have a right to redeem it back for one full year. So even though you sold that field later, 15 days later, the next year, when the next year is not an Ibiyot, doesn't have 2 months to it, so when it comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, your year is up. But but the one that you sold 15 days before this, which was the 15 days of Adar Rishon, that year is up the next year on the 15th day of Adar. Is Loyosa Loyshono at Chemishosa B'Adar. It comes out the one you sold first, you have more time to redeem it than the one you sold second. Shoshana Bo. So Nisan Mar says, Maskal Ravina Ravina asked the question back. For Laymalay, the Quran let him say, no, according Shachanur, like I started to heat up the house first. Mikama the dock before you made the second sale. So if I sold the first one, how could the second one redeem it later? I warmed up the house first, meaning I sold mine first. So if you sold your field first, how could you redeem that one later after the second one? Doesn't make sense. And this the Amalei said back to him, no. At Nachas Liburai, that we came into an Ibiyo. So when you sold yours on Rosh Chodesh Adishani, Lamaisis Rosh Chodesh Adar, the next year there are no 2 months, so Mela Rosh Chodesh Adar is your year up. But I sold mine the 15th day of Adar, Sedech Nami, Meis Leish, Miyem Liyah, I mean, so the next year, 15th of Adar. And a similar Shana was the Yom Rababa Bamamal. No, let's say somebody had two sheep born to him. They were both Bechorim. Echad Bechamisha Asa Shalad Rishon. V'yechad B'yechad B'yad Rasheni. Now, Zeshanilad Loi B'yad Rasheni, the one who was born B'yechad of Adesheni, Kivan Shgiya Yoyim Echad B'yad Rasheni. Kivan Shgiya Yoyim Echad B'yad Rasheni. But when it comes next year, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Adam, so Lachav HaBechor is, you're supposed to finish using it within the first year, whether it's for Korban or whether it's a Mum Tidit, you're supposed to bring it by the first year. So also Lashona, it finishes your year, you have to finish it, bring it for Korban before the Rosh Chodesh Adar. But Zeshanel Adloy Bechamishos HaBiyad Rishon, but the one, the Bechor that was born to you this year, on the 15th day of Adar Rishon, but Yosu Lashona Adchemishos HaBiyad Rishon HaBom, his year is not finished till next year on the 15th day of Adar. So again, it comes out the one that was born later has longer time than the one that was born earlier. So again, Maskula Ravina, Filemele, why can he say back? Ano kodim ochil yeruka, mikam lidoch, I'm first here eating the vegetable before yours. Again, like the Chura, if this one was born first, how could he have a longer time to bring it for carbon? And the answer again is, Mishum Diyamla, you have a right to say back, Ab Nechisas Libura, No Le Nechisno Libura. You took place in the second Iber Chodesh, therefore you lose out, but I was born on the 15th, the first one, I'm not the Iber, therefore I do not lose out, I have longer. Samura says, Asul Namla, what are the two cases, but both are in the same Svara. Hein Rach. Samura says, yes, there's a difference. Matatam, I would have thought to say, Hosum Nechsif Tamima, only by what? By being girl to redeem it back to the first year, it says Tamima, complete full year. So if we have to wait mamash to the next year, the 15th day of Adar. But often like Sif Tamima, here by Bechor doesn't say the word Tamima. Maybe like Kamash Malon. The Shona Shona Ma'adadi Gamri, we learn how it says the word Shona by Bechor, says the word Shona by redeeming it back this first year, Yobati Ma'arichayma. So you learn how one from the other, it's mamash a complete year. Tamima means we have before from day to day, from day to day. So maybe this one was born the 15th day of Adar, the year is up for us the next year on the 15th day of Adar. Just to learn that one from the other, says to me, no, that's not enough just to wait 12 months till next year on Tezvav Bishvat, rather it's a complete year. So it was born this year on Tezvav the Adar, even though it's Adar Rishon, you have to wait next year not only 12 months, but you have to wait till Tezvav Adar, not Tezvav Bishvat. Now the Mishnah says Kishuoyma Tanima, and then Rebbe Yoyma Litain Shinasi Burin. Turn around, Pasuk says Shana Tanima. Rebbe Yoyma means to say Moina Sholosh Meyos 300 Veshishim and 60 Vechamish Yom, 65 days. Kemini Nimoisachama, that's what the Pasuk means Tanima, complete year, mean a sun year. Vachom Maimino, Moina Shneimosachos Meyom Yom, Vim Nisab and Nisab Beloy, it's 12 months. The moon year, and if it comes out to be an extra month in the year to others, you have to count 13 months that year. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. The Holy Mishnah says, if you do not redeem it, so that's it, you can't redeem it anymore. Torah Rabbanan, the apostle says, Latzmisus, means Lachalutim, that you lose it, it's not yours anymore, it remains by the person that bought it. The Avraham, another pshat is, Latzmisus means the rabbi says a matana. They give away your field for matana, it's the same halach also. That after 1 year, you can't buy it back. My time, what's the reason? Why do we include a matana in this halacha that you could redeem it back the first year? Because he does, and the apostle could have said, it's samus. But he says, Tzmisus, it's a double lashon. Now, Amr Rabban and Kaimah the Rapapa. The Rabban said, it's not a fun of Rapapa. Come on, who are you saying this like? The Chud like Rav Meir, not like Rav Meir. Because the Rav Meir for Rav Meir, I mean, he says, Maton ain't a mecher. That a maton is not, like a mecher. There's Machlokes was, if you give a maton, does it come back to you on Yovel or not? And Rav Meir was one who said before that a maton is not like a mecher, a maton does not come back to you. Of course, not like we're saying over here. Here we're saying a maton is like a mecher. Sumer says no. Omer Apopo, Afidu Temer of May, even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. But Shani Yoch, here it's different, by the Zloch of selling by Ayoi Orechayma, the Riberach won Latzmisus, the Saz of Double Oshon Latzmisus, meaning even in Matan also, out of Zloch, you could buy it back within the first year. Omer Rabbon and the Rapopo, the Rabbon said in front of Rapopo, the Yomolo Rafuna Bred Rabbi Shuda Papa, some say it was Rafuna Bred Rabbi Shuda Papa. It says the word teshuvu also by yovel. It says teshuvu ishal chuzosai. And Rashi says the dashinon, the rabbis says a matan. Before we use that to dashin, a matan also goes back on yovel. The rabbis says a matana. For Rav Meir loikom avin, the Surah Meir does not dashin that way. It's even though it's next to pasuk, he does not hold that matan is kemecher. Elo havadid loikom meir. Senecham in our Mishnah also. Havadi Rav Meir holds a maton has nothing to do with the mecha. These halachos only if you sell your field that you have right to redeem it back within the first year. But if you give somebody a maton, that's it. It never comes back to you anymore. But giving away a maton, that's it. You don't see it just like by Yev, you don't come back. You're also, you can't redeem it. You cannot redeem it back. Tanu Rabban, what about this? Hamatish bayis b'bati yorichayma. somebody's makdis his health in a body or in a city has a chaim around it, harayz a goyel, for goyel yelam, you have right to redeem it back and redeem it whenever you want. Rosh Hashanah nechlet letter does not stay like the hegdish, not like a mechar, that after the first year you can't redeem it anymore. But the hegdish, yes, you could redeem it back whenever you want. Gualoi, acham in a hegdish, that is somebody else redeeming back on hegdish, is hegiya yoim shnei mas hachodesh. That is somebody else redeemed it back from hegdish, so like hegdish sold it to somebody else. Now, a year went by already for Len Eagle, and Hegdish did not buy it back from him. It stays by him. It's like he's the Achuz now. He owns it forever. We know in the middle, how do we know this? Our Mashmur, the record of Pesach says, L'koin ois, whoever buys this field after 1 year keeps it. Even though you bought it from Hegdish. For the Gemara of Lachalpi, Hegdish, good question in the first case. If you mark this, you feel. And you did not buy it back, so it should be chalutin, and it should remain by Hegdish, that you cannot redeem it back anymore. How come we said it's still been gul even later? Why don't we say once a year passes by, it stays by Hegdish now? Moshe said, no, I'm a quarter pasuk says the deroysov. You are said the shem ledoris. As long as only the deroysov people have children, but Hegdish is no din pruvu. They don't have children. There's no din ledoroysov by Hegdish. So it says. Yotzeh Yishen Leberus. Lo Yotzeh B'Yev. What's in the field and not go out by Yev? As the Pasuk says, Lo Yotzeh B'Yev, Lo Mourni Defoa. Over on Safra, Nitzuch Elo, Lo Moicher Bayis Abot Yerechayma. If somebody sells his house in a bot, in a city that has a chayma around it, or Pogba by Yev, B'Tech Shinosa, throughout this first year, Yev comes. That Sakot HaTachun, I would have thought to say, Lepik B'Yev, maybe Taka Yev brings it back to him. Even though it's less than a year, maybe he gets it back with Yev. Kamash Lona, that's the Kiddush, you know, the Yotzabil does not come back to you with Yevil. Since the Pasuk says, that's Nisus. I mean to say, when you sold it forever. Unless you come and redeem it back the first year. But if you did not redeem it back the first year, that's it. You did not get it back, not even with Yevil. Now the Mishnah says, for Rishon at the beginning, Hoyonitman Yoim Shnei Masachodesh. If you sold your field in a bot Yerichayma, so it comes exactly the last day of the year, like the buyer was afraid, maybe the seller's going to come back and want to redeem it, buy it back. So the buyers used to hide themselves, that the moicher cannot find them to buy it back that day. So how your nitman used to hide, yom shnei masachet at the end of the year, kadesh yecholot loy, that the moicher should not be able to buy it back, and once he hides today, by tomorrow it's his mitzvah deal forever. So that's what they used to do. They had a right to put their money down. Chulish means like to put it down, throw the money. In a special room in the base of Mikdash by Bezdin. And then they have a right to break down the door. For Nichnas Amos Hashias, anytime they want, they want to take back the field. As if to say, they gave the money to the Bezdin to buy the field back, so as soon as if they were paid with within the year. And then later, whenever they want, they have the right to go down, but Shemoch of Nich to take it back. Then any time that person, like that bought the field originally, and now that it was taken away from him, he has the right to go and collect his money. Even though he was hiding the last day, the money was put down in a chamber, and later when he comes back, he could take that money. Omar Rova, Rova says, Mitakunosei Shel Hillel, from the Dakota the Hillel made over here, we can learn out that Harei Zegitcho, somebody gives a get, Amanasha Titli Mosayim Zuz, on a Tzna that he gave me back $200. Vinos no loy midaitoi, Migureshes, if she gives the money midas, that's, then it's okay, then the get's a good get. But Bakorcha, my four saying the Migureshes, not a good get, not a good get. But Yisrael will live with Kunin and Nesina's Makrochai, having Nesina sincere made to come into the Makrochai's called the Nesina. Mashba Biyal Molova, and Nesina's Makrochai, as well, having Nesina, it's not called the good Nesina. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue over the rest tomorrow again on the next day. you. So again, if Lamed Aleph from the base, the bottom Gemara, the Mishnah. The end of the month, this is if you sell a house in the Orei Chaimah, has a city, has a wall around it, so luckily you could buy it back throughout the first year. If you don't buy it back within the first 12 months, that's it, you lose it. So on the last day of the month, like the end of the year, the one that bought it used to hide. That it should stay by him. Because he knew, like the Moicha, the one that sold it to him, would want to come and redeem it back. Today is the last day he could do it. So it used to be, they used to hide, the people that bought the field would hide on the last day, so that if he doesn't buy it back today, it's theirs, so they would hide. So his can hill men at lishra, that the Moicha has a right, the Chilish means to put his money in the Lishra, that's a special room in the base of Migdosh and the Bez Din, and v'yei shevres ad elis v'nichnas, that the Moicher has the right, like Bakor, to go back and take back his field. Even though the Lakeach, his skip town, is not around, the Meira Takana, you put the money down in the Lishcha, in the room, and then you have right to go take the Karka back. And Amos I see Yitzah Halad, anytime the Lakeach wants to, Yodav Yitzah Moicher will come and take back his money. That this was Hillel Takana. Zumar says, Omar Ravon, from Hillel's Takana, we see that what's going to be the Lochem, that if somebody says, I raise a Gitcha, somebody gives his wife a get, that she should have to give me $200. So the husband gives his wife the get, on a condition that she gives him $200. So, v'nos noloi midaitoi, if she gives it to him and he accepts it, midaitoi, then the Goresh is good. But let's say the husband like changes his mind and does not want to receive the money, see, even though she gives him the money, that's not called a kima tanai, the get is not chal. What's the raya? Why? The raya from over here is that me the itra,